Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Yud, Shabbos 10, and our Gemara has been discussing from the previous Mishnah that a person is not supposed to engage in certain activities prior to doing a mitzvah or before having davened, because there's a concern that the person will continue with these activities and forget to do the mitzvah. So, specifically about prayer, that a person shouldn't, for example, start to eat before they pray. So, but if they were in the middle of eating, then the person is not required to interrupt in order to pray, as long as there's time to pray. So, the position of Rabbi Chanina was that from the moment a person loosened his belt or removed his belt to eat, then a person does not need to stop in order to pray. And the Gemara challenges Rabbi Chanina's statement. So Maskef or Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes challenges that. He says, Trichuso Ameser Hemyane. He says, really, what's the big deal? So he removed his belt. So is that a big deal to remove the belt? That wasn't so hard. So why is that considered like such a imposition that would be hard for him once he's removed the belt, it will be hard for him to stop and pray. And the second thing is Vod, Leku Hachi Velitzalik. Let him get up now and pray. What's the big deal? Okay, he removed his belt, but he could still pray without a belt. And the Gemara doesn't answer the first question. Gemara just immediately jumps to answering the second question. So the Gemara says, Mishum Shenemar, Hikon Likrat Elokecha Yisrael, because there's a verse in Amos that says in chapter 4:12, a person needs to prepare in order to go and greet our Creator, to greet God. And so therefore, a person should look appropriate when they pray, and so therefore a person should not pray without having a belt. The Gemara doesn't answer the first question. According to most, it's because the Gemara understood that the question was weak, and so therefore it doesn't need to address it. And that's what the word va'od is. Whenever the Gemara says va'od in an additional question, as opposed to the expression of visu, it means that the first question was really not necessarily a strong question. The Ritva explains, however, that the answer of the Gemara here is prepared to meet your Creator means that it would have been a big deal to have to remove the belt, because you see, for prayers you have to really spend time making yourself look very nice and distinguished before God, and so therefore it is a big deal, and so therefore it answers both questions. So we see from here that a person is supposed to wear a belt when they pray. However, the Machzor Vitri, the Ashkenazic work, which really, it's hard to know exactly when the things in the Machzor Vitri were written, because the manuscripts were added onto. So even though it started off in the 11th century, it really is 11th, 12th, and 13th century Ashkenaz. So the Machzor Vitri writes that the reason why a person is supposed to wear a belt when they pray is because out of the concern that in those days they didn't really wear underwear, and so there was a concern that there would not be a separation between their heart and their erva and their genitalia, and that was only in those days, writes the Machzor Vitri. But because in those days they didn't have the practice to wear pants, but today, says the Machzor Vitri, when people wear pants, therefore a person does not have to put a belt on prior to prayer, and that's what Tosfos says also in Dibur Maskil Trichusa. So Tosfos is quoting the Machzor Vitri, and Tosfos, again, is an Ashkenazic source, and he doesn't usually quote the Machzor Vitri in the Tosfos, but the Tosfos quotes the Machzor Vitri, which comes out of what's called Sifras de Beirashi. It comes out of, like, the types of, from the Academy of Rashi. So that is the position of Tosfos, and the Yalkut Biurim, also, there are other commentaries that discuss this issue, and the Rush adds that even today, says the Rush writing in already Spain, going into late 13th, early 14th century, writes that even today, where the heart does not see the erva, the genitalia, because of the fact that they wear pants, nevertheless, it's a mitzvah to wear a belt, because not like the Machzor Vitri says that it was only because the heart didn't see it, but because of this verse of hichon, of preparing ourselves to meet our Creator. And so, as a result of this, we see that that it's not just about the pants, but it's about the fact that when we come before God, we're supposed to be dressed in an appropriate manner. And indeed, the Gemara gives other examples. The Gemara is going to say now that Rav Abba, Rav Huna, that what he would do is he would put on fancy shoes before he prayed matzli. And he also cited this verse, he called lacrosse, Elkech Yisrael, that a person should always dress appropriately before God. But this is subjective. What does it mean to look good? Because Rava and the Gemara would do the opposite. Shadei Glima, that he would throw his garment to the ground. Ufachar Yadei Matzli, and he would clasp his hands together, Ka'avdei Kamei Mare, like a servant before their master. So it really is subjective about what is the most proper way to look distinguished before Hashem Yisbarach. And for some people it meant putting on fancy shoes. For other people it meant wearing a belt. What about the Hasidim today? There's a strong practice of the Hasidim that not only do they have a belt on their pants, or people have a belt on their pants, but they say they have to wear a specific belt, which is often called a gartel, which is a specific belt for the purpose of praying. And what's the reason why? So, because we have this verse, Tichon lacrosse Elkecha Yisrael, they should prepare to meet your Creator, the belt needs to be distinguished. It can't be just a regular belt. And the belt that we have on our pants, typically speaking, that's not necessarily a distinguished belt. So we should have a distinguished garment just for davening, and that's what the garto is about, the distinguished belt just for davening. And the story is told in the name of Rabbi Aaron of Chernobyl, that one time he said about this belt, that it says in the verse V'chagur nalak nani, that the belt was given to a Jew to wear as a sign that he is a Jew. So this belt, when you wear a garto when we pray, it would be a sign of our Judaism, a special sign of our dedication to prayers and standing before Hashem.